You ready?
Podcast! So welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. I'm Pau. My Twitter handle is IconPicFix.
I'm Dean. My Twitter handle is IconFastFiction.
Hi, I'm PD Nim. My Twitter handle is Fanatic.
So this episode is brought to you by Chumchurum Citron Soju. Maraming salamat PD Nim for sponsoring this. Ito pa yung regalo.
Oh my gosh, since last Christmas.
I'm saving it. Yeah. I'm saving it for a very special occasion. And today is a very special occasion.
I think this deserves that label of a special occasion.
I know. Diba? Ikaw ba din? Anong meron?
So my...
Sinong sponsor mo?
Yung sponsor ko, also PD Nim, Chumchurum also, but yogurt flavor. But I also have some leftover yellowtail for emergencies like this morning. And I also have my Cersei Lannister goblet.
Oh!
Because the North remembers. I joke, mali ata yon. But anyway.
Yes! Well, she's not from the North.
She's from the South. So, yeah. Oh, and I'm from the South. So I think, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The South pay its debts. Labo.
Si Pao from the North.
Yeah.
Ako yung lady from the North.
Yeah. This also deserves a Cersei moment. Tamang-tama rin yung goblet.
Yun nga, exactly. Yeah. I feel like,
yeah.
Later.
This time around, my sponsor is Hogarden Rosé.
Woohoo!
More than a month na din siya nasa ref ko. Nalanguish lang siya doon. So, this is also a perfect occasion. And I discovered Hogarden Rosé when we attended our first Icon concert together in Singapore.
Yes.
So, I think may sentimental underpinnings itong aking drink for this morning.
Was that place called the Heart Attack Bar? Or did I imagine that?
Where yes, it is. Oh God, it's the Heart Attack Bar.
Yeah,
oh my God,
correct.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, that was the bar located in front of our hostel when we watched the first concert.
Right? I think the first tour. Yeah, the first tour.
The first tour. Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Well, someone had a different kind of heart attack yesterday.
That's true.
It all begins with a heartbreak, then the heart attack.
Like, oh,
hindi the other way around.
Hindi the other way around.
Oh my God.
Heartbreak muna yung cause ng heart attack. Sige, tama yan. Saktan pa natin ang ating mga sarili, mga kaibigan. May nagwawala na po. Waiter, may nagwawala na po. Parang pagsisisihan ko yung shot na nilagay ko for myself. It's like 60
ml. That looks huge.
Oh my God, 60 ml.
Grabe yung foam nung kay Dininim.
Grabe yung foam ko. I'm so happy.
I'm so jealous.
I'll do a got milk moment.
Cheers.
Yeah, tamang-tama kasi we're toasting to this. Very sudden.
Exactly.
But I guess happy occasion.
We can drink alcohol because we're not apparently the ones who are pregnant. Joke lang.
Yeah, the joys of not being pregnant, you can drink alcohol.
But I guess I think I speak on behalf of most of the fangirls. We want to be impregnated.
Wow, may ganon.
Girl, at this point, I choose Chumchurum over.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Real talk,
Chumchurum is stronger than Bob.
Umpisa pa lang real talk na.
I know.
So guys, to be honest, we're recording this episode on Saturday morning. It's actually August 21, 2021. The reason why we suddenly, wala talaga kaming recording schedule ngayon kasi busy kaming mga babae. Pero because of news. Okay, because of havoc last night. Havoc talaga. So, apparently, may pasabog not only YG but even si Bobby. And it's not even YG who released the news, right?
It was him.
It was him. Yeah. So, there's an Instagram post last night from Bobby's and everyone thought that he was posting a poem.
Like June or,
like a new lyrics of a song. Just like what June does. Diba? Tapos parang everyone was so shocked with the translation that apparently, drum roll please, he's getting married.
And another drum roll please.
He's a father.
It was the gift that kept on giving.
It's a mixed bag of happy news, sad news, angry news, ano ba? Oh, parang it actually really depends on how you're gonna take it. And we're gonna discuss that today. Hindi ako informed that it was my day pala. Na-araw ko pala today, di ba? So, we're gonna discuss that. And we're gonna give our insights, both comedic insights and serious insights. Para naman may mapulot kayo dito sa pinaggagawa naming tatlo, di ba? We're like, we're drinking alcohol at 11 a.m. guys. So,
I usually don't eat breakfast, pero I ate breakfast this morning. Of age na kasi yung tita nyo, so hindi ko na kaya na ano, drinking alcohol with an empty stomach.
Diba? Hindi na tayo bata. Yeah. Hindi yung inisip ko kayo na umaga. Yeah. Okay, kailangan kumain ako ng matinong breakfast, like a bread
exactly.
And something else.
I have to line my stomach.
I have to say, I mean, I particularly enjoy day drinking, pero parang antagal na since... Exactly. Last time ko mag-day drink. And it's never in these kinds of circumstances naman. So parang, usually it's brunch, but medyo different talaga today.
Yeah, exactly.
Or usually we do it like in the beach, di ba?
Yeah.
Like,
if ever.
Yes, but not on like a random Saturday.
So yeah, so we are drinking because Bobby's a dad and Bobby's getting married. So hindi ko alam kung I really don't know how to feel. So wait lang, let's backtrack a bit. Mm. What were we doing last night when all these things broke out?
I was working. It was a Friday night, so parang I really just wanted to finish everything I was doing. And then PD Nim sent a message on Instagram na parang... Oh my gosh, check Twitter. So, Twitter
no,
already?
No. I sent both Twitter and IG. Yeah.
So, I was like, what's up? So, I went to Twitter and I haven't been active on my Stan account for a while. When I logged in, boom, there it was. I wasn't sure at first because yun nga, it was in Korean. There was no official English translation. Because I feel like Bobby would usually put an English version in the caption. So, I wasn't even sure. Parang legit ba to? Because I saw a fan translated screenshot. And then, yeah, it was pandemonium after that.
Uh-huh. Si Bobby, nagtatrabaho kami ng matino dito. Tapos ginugulat mo kami ng mga ganyan. Ano ba? How about you, PD Nim?
Yeah, in my case then, I rarely go back then to my Stan Twitter because obviously we're in a semi-hiatus and also by the mere fact na dami nangyari in terms of the fangirling dami nangyari during the first half of the year, like back-to-back-to-back yung recordings din natin. So para tipo, okay, let's take a break and you know, other ganap din in, you know, in our non-fandom life. So I have to give credit to my office mate who's also an iconic. So parang siya yung nag-alert sa akin. And I'm like, wait, what's happening? And then nakita ko na sa Twitter and then I have to message you guys. For me, I cannot ride this wave alone. And we have to...
Damay-damay na to.
Yeah, and we have to talk about this ASAP. So, funnily, if you are also following our Twitter accounts, Dane is online, but Pao is not. For the longest time, kasi usually I just use my regular SMS for work stuff and official stuff. I never use my SMS, my load, for non-work stuff because, you know, you're very dependent on chatting apps.
True.
Pero talaga, like, I think Pao is offline. I'm gonna send her an SMS to go online because we have to do this right now, ora mismo. So yeah, so that's what's happening. So I'm just usual lounging, you know, I get off. By that time, I was already off work. Kudos then to Bobby for thinking about us, you know.
Time zone.
Broadcasting this on a, time zone, I mean, for him.
On a Friday, night.
Diba? On a Friday, I think he posted... in Korea time, maybe around 6 p.m. or 7 p.m. something.
Yeah.
So, in fairness to him, he still thinks about us. Like, you know, like...
Be timing.
Like, don't drop the bombshell, like, while we're still working. I had a pretty busy work day yesterday. If he dropped this around lunch, I'm gonna be a wreck, man. I mean... So, thank you, Bobby, I guess, for also thinking about your fans this way. I felt it even... in terms of the time.
Oh, actually,
he gave you time to give that session.
Parang may oras pa para magpunta sa bar or bumili ng booze before, you know, before everything closes out. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know, so opportune time pa weekend na.
Yes.
Like for example, nung kay Hanbin na. Ang sagwa din ng timing noon.
It was yeah.
You know, everything's wrapped up by lunchtime, I guess.
Yeah.
Tapos I guess we're lucky. quote-unquote that way because it's a holiday in the Philippines nung nangyari siya. Yeah. So, I guess we have time to process all of this. But, you know, like for other people na who are going the regular work days, parang, diba? So, yun lang, given the time. So, how about you, Pao? Sorry, nag-intro na ako on where Pao was. So, go ahead, Pao. What's your situation?
Ano? PDNM did say na I was really literally lounging around. And so yesterday, I really thought of not working anymore ng gabi because I started my day pretty early because we had an event in school. So, by the way, may school na ulit yung mga kids. So, I was kind of busy. I had my afternoons free to do my admin work. So, I was doing that. And I was listening to, I think, episode 20 yata yun. Our episode on the review of Lucky Man. Randomly. Okay. I didn't even plan it out. I just played the first episode that appeared on my screen, on my Spotify. So, and then, I was literally laughing my head off with all my revelations na, oh, Bobby's gonna be the greatest heartbreak, ganyan, if it's gonna happen. I also remember yesterday, I was also trying to fix the albums that I bought from last month. So, I had to rearrange my stuff. And, tawa na naman ako nung nakita ko yung In the Dark poster, yung mga ganong level. So, sobrang normal day for me. I logged off early. Because in my head, okay, it's a Friday night. I'm gonna give it to myself. I'm gonna log off early and I'm gonna lounge around, like watch videos and stuff. Ayun na. Hindi nga ako online. I really planned not to be online because, hello, there's no big thing online anyway. So, might as well just detox. Ayun, na-detox nga ako.
Detox for a bit. Pero biglang, whoa. For a bit. Well, although it's not toxic right naman. Na, yeah. Pero ano ba yun? Yeah.
Yeah.
May konting abang.
You know, I mean, you detoxify from social media, not only mentally, but also emotionally. So apparently, that was a very good prep for the news that was about to come out. Since I wasn't online, so nobody could reach me, I usually turn off my notifications if I wanna detox. So, and then all of a sudden, which is very weird, never akong nakakarinig ng message tone alert ng phone ko. Because nobody texts me. I mean, hello, we live in 2021. Wala nang nagtatext ngayon, di ba?
Exactly.
But then, ayun. So, all of a sudden, I received big bold letters. Pow, check Twitter. So, parang, oh no, what's going on? So, like the last time that I had a message like that was when Hanbin's case came out. Na parang, ayun nangyayari. So parang lahat ng tao biglang all of a sudden, ate, you have to check it. Ganyan, ganyan, lala. So parang ako, nung nakita ko yung message ni PD Nim, parang, oh no. Ano na naman to? Ano na naman to?
So, actually, paisip pa nga ako like how to phrase it. Because I don't want you to panic in the sense there's an emergency. Although to be honest, if it's an emergency, bakit ko pa sabihin na go online, diba? Yung sinabi ko na. So ano ba yun? How to phrase it? Hindi ka naman mataranta. Kasi just in case you're busy then as well. No, para
yeah.
Like, it's an urgent matter, pero hindi naman siya life or death situation. Alam mo yun?
Okay lang naman. I wasn't even working anymore.
Okay.
I buti na lang, for some reason. Like, I decided to end my day early. Because usually I don't, lalo na pag Friday. So, nung online na ako, actually, the first post that I saw was the translation na. So, it wasn't like I have to search for it. I didn't have to really dig up about it because everyone's talking about it. Everyone was all of a sudden all about Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. And then to the point na nag-trending nga yung...
Yeah.
Nag-trending nga siya kagabi for worldwide. Like number one.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay.
So parang ako, what's going on? It was very unexpected. I think the only reaction that I had when I saw the translation was... Oh, it happened again to me. It's my bias once again. Wow, how fortunate. And yun nga, kasi nga, nakikinig nga ako nung previous episodes. Parang, ano ba to? Ano bang klaseng joke to ng universe? Ganon, ganon yung na-feel ko. So natatawa-tawa lang ako nung una. Kasi immune na ako sa mga balitang kinakasal at nanganganak. So... What was your initial reaction? Did you only talked about it in our chat or did you also reach out to your chin goose for Dane? Oh my gosh, Miss Congeniality Dane. Maraming chat room to. So I wonder how many I wonder how many chat groups is she chatting about this. So, Dean.
Actually.
What was the reaction in general of you and of the people around you?
Actually, I took it in a bubble, to be honest. So, earliest of the groups I'm in, earliest yung group natin. Because I hate June Club. Iba-ibang time zones. So, late siya nag-kind of explode there. So, ours was the first. And yung first reaction ko was disbelief talaga. Parang, is this real? I think because I saw a fan translation. It was an unofficial one, knowing that Bobby can speak English. Also, parang, there weren't any signs or were there ba? I don't know. There were no...
I don't know. Exactly, right?
Rumors
no?
beforehand.
There's no clue, yeah.
Yeah, parang...
We weren't even suspicious, right?
Exactly. Yeah. I think since early this year, parang in my head, the running storyline of Icon for me in my head, just from like what I see on Twitter is, oh my gosh, parang they don't get enough credit, they don't get enough support. It's that drama, diba? Let's face it. So parang... Yeah. So naset aside yung other stuff, you know, like yun nga, parang dating news and now marriage news and pregnancy news.
Nakakatawa, no? Di man lang siya progression na dating scandal with one girl and then with another. It was like, boom, a pregnancy scandal, I'm getting married.
Because like, to be fair, Chen of XO, he had been rumored to have like a long-time girlfriend, diba? Since pre-debut. So parang... There's always been that. But this talaga, I think the only dating rumor I remember was that model in...
The model. Yeah,
I know his video model. Or his video. I forget. But it was like a million years ago na. So
that rumor didn't even progress, right? Parang it was just... Parang, it's not even like a very big dating scandal news. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Diba? Yeah. And I guess nga, parang wow, classic overachieving Icon. You know, they don't want to just get dating news. Let's get down to it and like overachieve 2 steps ahead. So, yeah.
They have to be extra like that.
Exactly. Extra. I mean.
Yeah.
Nakakainis.
Yung cycle of being an Icon fan, when it comes to them, it always has to be like, not really like super extreme, but almost extremes. Like, you cannot settle for the ones na gitna. Yung mga gitna, yun yung mga times na magagalit lang tayo, bakit walang activity? But other than that, when there is activity, it's always dialed up. Like, alam mo,
right.
Hindi ba pwedeng yung activity? Oh, regular activity.
Masaya lang. Oh, normal.
Normal. You know, fans, idols, you know, regular Korean entertainment. No, it has to be cranked up a bit. I guess that's why we love them. So, yeah.
Which so, lets you know na parang it's really not planned. Their image isn't being controlled by their label or whatever. I mean, maybe they tried, but obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
They're doing things their own way.
They tried, but they didn't succeed. Therefore, let's get pregnant. How about you, PD Name? So the only chat that you had was with us and with your friend. Also, how's your take on the reactions of the fans Insta and Twitter?
Mm-hmm. I've said it's kasi in previous podcast episodes na very moderated talaga yung engagement ko when it comes to fangirling. So to be honest, like during this time, it's just with you guys and also my friend who's an Iconic and also is Binik. Between my friend, of course, it's just the usual. And then, of course, the usual as well with you guys, apart from the fact that when are we gonna record? We have to record this. We have to resurrect out of hiding to make this episode and be quick about it. The general reaction, but at least for me, kasi I'm super stumped. Mm. At first, hindi nga mixed feelings eh. Kasi parang, I don't know what to feel. Parang may magagawa, ganun pa akong moment. Kaya hindi ko rin ma-post na mixed feelings eh. Kasi hindi ko ma-bring out kung ano ba nga ba yung feelings ko. At the time, I guess now, for, you know, for our recording purposes, baka ma-articulate ko na. Pero yesterday, as you said, it's so left field. In hindsight, let's say na this could be a possible, not really scandal, but a possible development naman talaga in the future. Pero, pero given the timing and the situation, parang no one's prepared. I'm not sure if it's also because I'm not knee-deep in the rumors or whatever. Mm-hmm. But as you mentioned, Dean, there's no rumor, at least to this level. Like, if there was a rumor of him dating, secretly dating someone, I won't be surprised.
Right.
Talaga, at first, oh my God, I don't know what to feel. Yung initial reaction ko is, wala akong ma-react. So yun lang.
Which is, I think it's very valid,
Yeah.
I think that's a valid reaction because at the same time, I think, I guess we are at the fangirling age that we take everything with a grain of salt.
Mm.
Na parang, okay, let's calm down and let's think first what to feel about this thing. After lang lahat ng pinagdaanan natin, like fangirling life. At the same time, this is not the first pregnancy scandal that the three of us experienced, or this is not even the first wedding scandal.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, okay, we're cool, we're fine. In my case, I keep on telling everybody that, hey, they're also humans. I think parang, for me, yun yung una ko ding naisip. The reason why I was so cool about it, or I didn't have to like cry or feel bad or feel like I want to sell my Bobby merch. Because, wait lang, these idols are also human beings, so they do have the capability to procreate. That's one. Another thing is that I think these idols are bound to be married or bound to have kids. They also have that vision of themselves of being a father or a mother for the girl groups, ano? Okay, sige, kakasal ka na. So, syempre, pero nandun pa rin yung, ay, kakasal na siya. Hindi siya ikakasal sa akin, kakasal siya sa iba. Ganon.
I'm super curious. When you guys talk about it, it's the marriage that seems to strike you more than the he has a baby on the way. Is that fair? Parang, which one yung mas nagway in your head? At least in this conversation, parang, oh, ikakasal na siya. As opposed to, oh my gosh, may baby na siya. Or magkakababy na siya. Any thoughts on that? Yak nagprobe.
For me, I'm not sure kung, for example, if one is predominantly on my mind or not. It's more of the fact lang na, kasi syempre, you hear about the marriage and the baby news. But for me, ang primordial na thought to me is the fact that he's in this relationship at all. Alam mo yun? Parang, it's more of yun.
Mm.
Yung kumbaga, for me, the marriage, of course, it's a big deal, the marriage and the baby. Nagulat ako at the fact that he's even in this relationship na, I guess, that's matured to the point na magkakaanak siya and ikakasal na siya. Alam mo yun? Yung parang,
Right.
Gets mo kung kaya may dating news and then he came out. And then he came out with a dating scandal. The fact that you're hit with these two facts na ikakasal na siya and he's gonna have a baby next month, by the way, next month. Para for me, my primary thought at that time is he's in this full-fledged relationship.
Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
And it's serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Diba? Pero it's not even like the kindergarten
holding
or high school puppy love.
Under a tree.
Yeah. This is something serious. And it has been going on for what? We don't know how many months or how many years.
Yeah.
Oh, basta alam lang natin, manganganak na si ate girl next month.
I guess that's why, Dino, you're thinking that you get the impression na we're more focused on the marriage. But it's more of the idea na the relationship has progressed to this much that you have those two facts that he's getting married and he's gonna have a baby next month. So
true.
Yun yung for me.
Ah, interesting.
Ayun. How about you, Pao? So...
Iinom muna ako sandali. Natatakot na ako kasi we started this recording at 11 a.m. It's currently 11:32. So guys, nangangalahati na yung soju bottle ko.
Oh my God, I love it!
And parang every time na, with little sips, diba? I just take little sips and boom, ayan na siya kalahati.
I love it.
No, just to answer Dane's question din, it's not that I'm fixated with the fact na he's getting married. Parang mas overlap yung marriage news over the baby news. Alam lang to, speaking of all honesty, in my head, it's a good choice that he would marry the girl rather than saying that nakabuntis siya and that's it.
Mm.
Parang ganun kasi yung for me. And with the principles also that I have, na parang, oh, dude, nakabuntis ka. So, wala. Pakakasalan mo yan. So, sorry. For me, ganun yung naisip ko. Like what PD na mentioned, there's not even the itty-bitty dispatch levels of scandals. Kasi normally, there's that, diba? Na parang lagi mong maririnig na merong si Idol A, may dinidate siyang non-showbiz na ate girl. Actually, the question that I have for myself, even kagabi pa, na parang, so blindsided ako as a fan. I never knew that he was dating. So, was I angry about it? Or was I even tampo about it?
Mm-hmm.
This is not the first dating slash marriage slash baby scandal that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it's also because I'm not at the age of throwing things away and, you know, ranting about, bakit ka ikakasal? It's really more of, okay, it's a good choice na ikakasal ka. Dun sa girl na nabuntis mo.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the way that he articulated it, the way he wrote it, the manner on how he told the fans and he told the world precisely, you know, about what's gonna happen after this post. I should give him credit for that. Yun yung naisip ko talaga.
Okay.
Good for you, kuya. Galing mo. But we cannot also eliminate the fact that there would be some people who took it differently. There would be fangirls who got sad about the news, who got angry about the news. I was looking at the feed last night. The anger of the fangirls, some of the fangirls, I'm not all, but some of them, it was really more of, I think it's their first baby slash marriage scandal ever. Yun yung nakikita kong side nila. Why do they feel like they're blindsided about it? Doon sila nagagalit. But at the same time, nakakatawa because hindi nila makuhang magalit. You know how it feels like you're angry but you're not sure whom you're angry with or what are you angry about? Because really, they don't hate Bobby at all. I don't see any hate posts so far.
Yeah, actually.
So, ako nang gagaling na parang, I'm amused. Mm. Comparing to the marriage slash baby news of Chen, of EXO, when it came out. I think even with the marriage news of Taeyang and Min Hyorin, mixed emotions din kasi yung some of the fans back then eh.
Even that guy in Super Junior.
Yeah. Sungmin.
Yeah, Sungmin.
Yeah.
I think until now. Isa siya sa mga una.
Pwede.
So,
And that was, ano, the
backlash.
Yeah.
I remember.
Sobra. And even like common dating news, even the Edon and Hyuna issue, diba? Parang mixed emotions din yung mga tao. And some were so happy for Hyuna and Edon, some are so pissed about it. But this one, I mean, they're angry. Some of the fans are angry, but they don't hate Bobby. That was a very amusing for me.
True.
I was thinking nga din na parang, are we just reacting this way because of how long we've been doing this fangirling life? And apart from the fact na we're of age compared to other fans. Because, you know, to be honest, if I was myself 10 years ago, sobrang obsessed with a K-drama actor and I find out that who's sort of my age, alam mo yun, yes, yung parang in my 20s, parang ganun, alam mo yun, parang hindi mo naman iisipin na magsasettle down agad, he still has his career in front of him. And of course, you're attached as well. So, and you have no inkling even prior to it. If I was looking at myself 10, 15 years ago, I could imagine that I might have reacted differently.
Yeah.
Maybe I've also reacted differently if Bobby was my bias. Pero I'm not sure then, to be honest.
I mean, PD Nim, if it were Hanbin, paano kaya?
You know, are we at that segment already?
Oo nga.
Oh,
And Dean, I'm gonna throw that back to you. What if it's June? Or what if it's D.O.?
I was gonna say, oh my god, what if
or
it's
own you?
Oh my god. I mean, that's
exactly.
Exactly. Older than Bobby.
Right?
No, I was gonna say that, for example, for Hanbin, ngayon na, at this point in time, if he comes up with this level of pasabog, I think I would have.
And he's at the height of his career,
yeah,
ha?
No, for me.
He's at the height of his career.
Regardless.
For me, career aside.
Okay.
Aside, if he comes up with this level of news, I think the hurt would be more of because he's projecting this persona of being, I'm so
forever single,
dating.
Oh my god, so true.
Well, yeah.
More of that. To be honest, Bobby in general, although sometimes he has like these throwaway lines about maybe implying that he's single.
Lonely or whatever. Yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
you know.
May mga siya moments, pero you know.
He's capable. Like,
he gives off this impression naman na, I don't want to say na parang in general, like idols leading on the fans. But kasi sometimes I say it's unintended naman. Yeah. And sometimes, syempre,
or it's required.
Yeah, exactly.
Them. Sometimes it is required of them.
It could also be like a machination of, you know, the forces that be behind the scenes. So,
yes.
So to be honest, you cannot also really fault the person. That's why for me, that Bobby news is, in terms of yung sakit, for me, Bobby hindi. Pero Hanbin, at this point in time, if he comes up with this news, for me, masasaktan ako in the sense na he gives that image, impression.
Right.
He even says it himself.
Yes.
And nawala siyang girlfriend
since birth. Yeah. Man.
It's not even being coy about it or, you know, being evasive about it. Na,
right.
Na parang you, at least as a fan, na sorry na lang if you misinterpret. Alam mo,
it's like explicitly, you know, I have been single since birth. This is me Hanbin. Ganon. Yeah.
Exactly. And as an added layer to it, if you see how Hanbin conducts himself, hindi rin kasi malabong mangyari na ganun talaga yung case.
Which one?
Right.
That he's single or that he actually dates around?
Na he could be single nga. And,
at least believable.
Baka nga possible na he's not really engaged in this, you know, super fleshed out relationship. At least man lang yon. At least man lang yon. In a way, there's a part of myself that maybe could believe that.
Yeah.
You know, narrative.
Yeah.
It's all of these factors, I think, when it comes to Hanbin.
Yeah.
Na I think baka yun yung magko-contribute to the hurt. I can make a dissertation about that.
Yeah.
Diba, exactly. That's why I think when it comes to Bobby, it doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kasi there are certain aspects of his like public life and then the personality he gives out without saying
and
anything.
And the lyrics
you know,
he writes. I mean,
exactly.
Another thing is that parang I keep on telling people, I also mentioned this in the other episodes of the podcast, na makikita mo naman yon, mararamdaman mo, or there's that woman gut feel na masarap siyang mahalin pero masakit siya mahalin. Diba? Na parang alam mo na you already know, sasaktan ka lang niya. Pero gusto mo naman, diba? So, alam mo naman na hindi ka niya mamahalin, pero mahal mo siya. So, there's that. And I can't speak for all the Bobbics, but at least in general, whenever I post something like that, it was so funny because a few days ago, Ina and I, hi Ina Bells, I hope that you're listening to this podcast. We were chatting and I was telling her na maybe we should make like a Twitter thread. Ah, alam ko na kung paano nag-rise above yun. Kasi there was this V-Live that Bobby conducted a few days ago. And then we were all wrecked about it kasi ang gwapo niya talaga doon. Parang, ito na naman tayo. Parang ang gwapo mo pero I cannot even touch you and have you, ganon. So, we started throwing conversations about, you know, like the one-liner fix na parang si Bobby, yung ka-office mate mo na hindi mo ka-shift, ganon. Yung masakit, pero wala ka magagawa. So, meron akong part dun sa thread na yon na sobrang nakakatawa because it was a sign. For me, it was. The photo that I used for that fic, for that one-line fic, is that Bobby is holding on to Raon. Mm. And then, what I said was, si Bobby yung bagay maging tatay, pero hindi ng mga anak mo.
So,
parang, sabi ni Ina kagabi sa akin, ang prophetic to, nakakainis. If I'm gonna psych myself, if I'm really gonna overthink about that post, the reason why I posted that fic, it's because I really think that that is how this idol is.
Exactly.
He's gonna be a dad one day. He's gonna be a father. He's gonna be a husband one day. Pero hindi ikaw yung magiging wife niya. Hindi ikaw yung magiging... Shucks, ang bit niya. Pero...
I'm looking at our videos right now, pero talagang with such passion, pal. You're delivering that with such passion.
No. But I'm just, I'm just saying that I think all the Bobbics would know this. And in general, I think we do have that subtle idea in our heads that these idols are humans, guys. These idols are also people, you know, with a vision of one day they will have their own families. And we cannot dictate when that happens. We will not be able to predict when.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, una-unahan lang, diba? Nangyari kay Bobby.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. So it's actually really a slap of reality also, to be honest. I'm saying this coming from a perspective na halos lahat yata ng bias ko, kinasal na at magkaanak, magkakaanak na. Teyang, naghihintay ako, nasa na ang anak niyo ni Ninyo rin, di ba? But yes, that's where I'm coming from. It's not only Ina who asked me that question na parang bakit ang chill ko. I also received several DMs from people who are also in hiatus and was asking me na parang bakit parang ang chill mo lang. Eh, human beings din kasi sila. Ako nga, may pangarap akong maging nanay, di ba? So parang bakit hindi yung idol na mas may kaya silang gawin yun, di ba? Okay lang yan. I mean, we're all gonna survive this. Ako, I think...
Wait, survival is this, ano?
I really think it's the alcohol talking, so...
We started with a bang, a day drinking brunch party. Tapos now, we need to survive what sounds like the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, we need
apocalypse.
To survive. I'm talking about it. It's as if it's a zombie apocalypse. So yes, we're gonna survive this, guys.
I know, right? I mean, like, wait, sorry. I mean, before we launch into that, I need to get Dean's take. What if June comes out?
Oh, yeah.
Kasi, ano, before we go full on Bobby. Yeah. How about you, Dane? Parang, at this point in time, ha? We're talking about at this point in time.
Yes.
If June comes out with that same news, how would you
or
feel?
Or ano, if it's not even just June. What if it's Onyu? Or what like, if it's you're another, or Onyu?
Onyu. Yeah.
Especially Onyu because he's of
But
age.
I think I'm so happy if it's Onyu.
Yeah.
I know.
Wait, what? Where would you be happy,
oh,
BD name?
Oh, God. Mag-settle down na siya.
Because he has like this family
Onyu.
Man vibe.
Oh, yeah.
So, family man vibe. I'm at a shawol na tadaka. He gives off that image. So, in general, I would be super overjoyed. More overjoyed than Bobby's.
And he's had non-showbiz girlfriends. Like, he's admitted to having...
Yeah.
He's at least admitted to one. So, I won't be surprised. Yeah.
So, for June.
For June. Honestly, I think...
I want to hear.
Actually, feeling ko nga, parang mas si D.O. pa yung mas surprise ako. Just because of the way I was a fan of his at my fandom peak. Because with June, I think...
Exactly.
Parang,
I think so.
It's too far apart. Like, I think it's a life stage factor na... I mean, the age gap is super wide. And then at this point, like, I think you guys know this and I've brought this up. I don't actually see myself getting married. Like, I don't see the benefit of it. Sorry. I mean, it's not for me, I think. It's not for me. So, especially having kids. Oh my God. I mean, I got a dog last year and it's the biggest responsibility. I can't have a dog without my parents. I can't take care of a dog on my own. Like, I've tested that. So, like, it's not within the realm for me. Like, it's not something I aspire for. Marriage or children. So, that and the age gap. And the fact that I think ever since I stan June, it was never like, oh my gosh, I want to marry him. Like, yeah, I liked writing him as the lead of my novels because they're fiction. Parang that's his place in my heart.
Or Dean, what if it's like Wang Yibo? Diba?
Oh, especially Wang Yibo. Lalo na, oh, I don't want to go political, but he lives in a entirely different political.
That's another side of that.
I do not.
We need more alcohol if we're gonna talk about something political.
So I think those things. Plus, you also know this, I've recently gotten into Formula One. Mm. And the fandom is similar in the sense that they're a bunch of like good-looking drivers na para, you know, that you really would aspire to be. Like, they're arm candy, right? Like, they're super handsome, like, ideal guys. Right. But they flaunt their relationships like crazy. I mean, you know, they have the hot girlfriends and they like all their posts, you know, in their yachts and in their bikinis. But they are not shy about having girlfriends.
Right.
In fact, it's part of being a driver. Although, there's one right now na kasi he's very young. Medyo K-pop style yung fandom around him also. But anyway, so parang in a way, I think I've been desensitized with that feeling of... Mm. Oh my gosh, he's gonna get married and it's not with me. Because it's not within the realm of what I aspire for anyway. But again, similar to what PD Nim said, if I was asked this like 10 years ago with someone I admire na older than me or within the marrying age or basta parang within a seeming realm of possibility, parang of course my answer would have been different. So in a way, I feel a little bit of relief also. Now I see the benefit of standing people who are super young, and it's not because you want them to be your boyfriend or their your ideal boyfriend. Right. Because it doesn't hurt as much, I think.
When I talk about the hurt about handbits, it's purely not on a romantic level. Because
agreed.
For me...
Or on a fan, diba?
Like for me, as a fan, as an admirer lang of his entire career and how he conducted his work. But again, if you ask me like 10 years ago with the idols that I'm obsessed with, na talaga may certain level of emotional investment.
Yes.
Like, of course, I'm not delusional.
Right, right.
Obviously, I won't be with this person in reality.
Yeah.
Pero at that...
But in your head.
Yeah,
maybe
when
you were 13 or 18.
Yeah, exactly. At that point, I'm sure I would be saying totally different thing. It's gonna be a totally
different
Yeah. No, but the handbin thing, actually, I wanted to weigh in. So I had a similar experience in that. So I follow the Try Guys. They used to be on BuzzFeed, right? They're four guys and they make all these videos. Super fun. I don't stan them the way I stan Icon, but I just really like their content. They're super funny. One of them, his name is Zach. His image for the longest time was, oh, I'm like the loser of this group. He really kind of owned that. Na parang, oh, I'm forever single. No girl likes me. To the point na... They would make videos on BuzzFeed about him trying to date or being single AF. Literally, his whole brand was built around him being the single guy who couldn't get girls. I mean, that was his choice, right? Because he chose to be in that content. And then fast forward to, he released a video where he announced that, actually, guys, I've had a girlfriend for quite a while. And yeah, we're super happy and I'm so lucky. And he still kind of said, I can't believe, you know, I'm with this girl. And the girl was super pretty, like perfect. Like, you know, it was like this perfect relationship. And I was honestly annoyed. I mean, I don't like him. He's not attractive to me in any way. But the fact that he was making money and profiting off of the image he built for himself.
Feels.
Knowing that he actually at some point already had a relationship and still doing that kind of content. Dude, that's foul.
You're,
right?
You're like, capitalizing na
pinaglalaroan mo kami.
Ganun. You're capitalizing on something. That's not true.
So
that really rubbed me the wrong way. And I still watch Try Guys now. But honestly, he is at the bottom of the four. He was never on the top. But like now, he's my least favorite. And I've never gotten over it. Mm. Like, he started to become annoying after that. And it's not because I'm jealous na, oh my God, he has a girlfriend. Nothing like that at all. It's just more, dude, you like...
You're using
you
it for the content.
It and it was and a it's lie. Not, and you were not
parang, and we all know kasi what the content translates to eh. The content would actually translate to monetizing it.
Yeah, so, that's why they did it, right?
Exactly,
and like,
yeah.
And I guess the who got for me as well is, oh, man, obviously, like as I said, like I'm not into, you know, marriage or kids or relationships. Parang, oh, look, there's someone who is like me in the sense who doesn't see their worth in, you know, being in a relationship. I mean, that's not often something that you see, right? It's nice to see yourself being represented in that sense. But to hear that he was lying about it, parang, dude, that's annoying. I would be more forgiving of Hanbin if that happened, just because the system K-pop kind of, to your point, Pao, requires you to be a little bit single, available, you know, a little kind of pitiful in the relationship department. So, like, I wouldn't put that all on him. But with Zach of Try Guys, it's all on you.
I was gonna say the same thing because in that case of the Try Guys, there's no institution behind, you know, projecting an image. Like, you can make other content.
Exactly.
That's not about your singledom, especially if you're not single.
It was his choice.
I also think that's
a big thing.
It's also a cultural thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, Try Guys are actually Western.
Yeah.
So we all know how Western people are more liberated in such a way. Especially the Koreans on one hand is really conservative about this. Actually, there was one fan who reached out to me yesterday and she said that she's more worried about how the K-fans are gonna react about this over the international fans. Because I'm pretty sure, like us, in our case, the international fans will be more welcoming and would be more, you know, happy about the news that he was able to make a huge decision.
Yeah.
And the decision is a good one. I don't know about you guys, but I haven't really tried looking at the reactions of some K-fans that I follow. But so far, I'm saying this on a Saturday, 12 noon.
Less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours. So far, dude, wala pang nagko-close down na fansite master. Mm.
Oh,
at least, yeah. I mean, I've been trying to search about the fansite master names that I follow na Bobby fansite master names. So far, ha, wala pa akong nakikitang nagsasabi na they will close the fansite. Mm. So, for me, that is actually a very good thing. Mm. That is something that we have to account for na this is not your ordinary revelation. This is not something that we're supposed to be worried about as fans. So far, I hope that there's not gonna be any drama after this. I'm telling this to the universe because I really don't like the drama anymore.
I think that's very prophetic, Papa.
Yeah.
Oo nga eh. Para lang alam na ng universe. Although I already said this in Stan Twitter. My Suju bias is Yesung. So, Yesung fans, be ready because...
We don't know
what's gonna happen next. I don't even know. And at the same time, GOT7 fans, I'm a bias of Jackson. So if any of those two gets pregnant and get married next month, I'm so sorry. I apologize. Point is, I have to say that this is a very good reaction with the fans as well. I totally get your points about Hanbins. In such a way, I think Bobby did not say that he's not interested, I mean, getting married or having
kids.
He
always said he wanted to be a dad.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And we can see that with Raon. Yeah. Right? I think that's the reason why I couldn't really pin down the emotion that I want to feel. Parang in my head, rationally speaking, which is funny because when you're emotional, you can't be rational, diba? Literally, I was thinking like, so do I want to be angry and emotional about this? Or do I just want to be happy? Or do I want to not have any much to say about it? I was just riding the wave of trying to retweet all the things na yun nga na parang sabi ko na eh. Sabi ko na talaga mangyayari to eh.
I have two theories as to why there's been mostly positive reaction.
May theory din ako.
So, okay. Ah, sige. Yeah. Being a Bobby, ako kasi parang mangyayari to eh. Looking at it with like what you mentioned, Dane, like how he writes his lyrics, how he acts in public, even with how he shoots his MV, lalo na pag may girl. Mm-hmm. Parang for me, you would always get the subtle feeling of, ah, this is bound to happen. Sasaktan niya lang ako. Yung mga ganun. But I want to hear a theory outside of someone na hindi talaga 100% Bobby. Yeah. Na parang, Bobby is not your bias.
Yeah,
so let's hear some theories. Yeah. I really want to also nitpick the brains of like a Junik and a Bine.
Yeah. So the first theory is similar to what you just said, which is Icon... The image they show of themselves is not too far from who they really are. Therefore, it is acceptable to see Bobby as someone who dated, has a girlfriend, gonna have a baby, is now gonna get married. Because he's always had kind of that image. And in a way, he was never made to seem like this forever single, stands on a podium, no girl can get kind of image. Because it's not YG style to do it as well. I mean, at least for the guys, right?
Right.
Versus like SM, right. Chen, or EXO, or any, or even Super Junior, where they are really put up in a pedestal by their company. Like, that is the strategy, is to make them into these kind of perfect beings, forever single, that's only there to exist for you.
And to that point, that's also the reason why I think there was a backlash with Songmin.
Yes, exactly.
Back then,
Yeah.
And fans are given the chance to have this entitlement to these idols that I think with Icon was never kind of the case. So I feel like the first theory is potentially it's the way they've been built up, the way they show up and their image, quote unquote. But my second theory is kind of the other side of that, which is the fans that have stayed for Icon, the Iconics, are not the typical fans in K-pop who are like, oh my God, I own you. I will marry you forever. Because after everything right. that the fandom has gone through, parang na-filter na yung ganong personalities.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Right? Like, because if it was a very big fandom.
And this is not the worst scandal that we had as Iconics. Come on.
Yeah, like if it was a very big fandom, there would be for sure fans like that. As is with incredibly popular, you know, celebrities.
We don't want to say na naman na what other fans would feel aside from what we're mentioning are invalid. Actually, yeah. all the reactions yes. are very valid.
Yeah.
It really varies on where you are, no, as yeah. a fangirl
yeah.
or as a fanboy. Yeah. And at the same time, you know, where your idol is or what he's trying to project as an idol.
So, yeah, the fandom has been filtered down so much that none of that kind of exists, maybe. Or it's very little that they don't feel strong enough to organize and actually protest the news, yeah. which has happened with EXO. Yeah. So again, then, now, it's the benefit of being a small fandom. I know we always kind of lament about how we never get enough votes and, you know, we're not a big fandom.
Yeah.
I think that saved us this time because the people who stayed are really the ones who are there who have, like, an understanding
exactly.
of what it means to support these guys.
Right. I agree with you,
yeah,
Dave.
Those are my two theories.
To be honest, it's so hard to remove myself and where I am, to your point, Pao, like, out of the equation. So I'm trying to like view this in a lens of like someone hopefully being objective about it. To build on to what you said, Dane, na filtered na yung the fans who stayed.
Mm.
If you think about it this way, that if the thing with Hanbin never happened, mm-hmm. and this is the first scandal that we're
Ooh.
Hit with, I'm sure our reactions would be, I think, totally different.
Totally.
Agree.
Totally different.
Because apart from the emotional roller coaster that came from Hanbin's departure, like the circumstances surrounding it, apart from the fact, you know, that
right.
his issue is...
We were honed about that.
Yeah, I mean, like, his issue is, like, you know, very bad. Like, it's potentially a crime, mm-hmm. ganyan, ganyan. Mm-hmm. And they were at the peak of their
peak
careers.
Of their... Yes, you know, love scenario.
Like, you just destroyed the momentum. And for me, I don't blame those people who were really mad. If I were them, mm-hmm. I would go on to understand their position. My other take is that at the end of the day, we really should be happy for him. But apart from that, maybe there is not a lot of resentment from what has happened for the past few years and I guess the recent months, like the level of activity that they have as an idol. I guess we'll go then to this segment later in terms of what's the impact to the band and all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
This time around, it's not as if there's a momentum that
was
will
broken.
Be broken.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess that's also sad.
Yeah.
To think about. Pero this time around, mas lutang for me yung personal side of this situation as opposed on, I guess, career or maybe, you know, on a career lens. At the end of the day, what is the negative impact? Parang hindi siya.
Yeah. Because there is. There would be.
There is. But I mean, at the end of the day, that's why everyone so far are very positive about it. It's because the perceived negative impact of this, I think, is relatively not that big were it any other circumstance or, you know, situation. I think that's my theory as regards why for the international fans that there is not a lot of, you know, backlash or like a very illogical call for drastic measures. Let's just say. So, yun lang.
One of the questions that I actually have as a Bobic, meron akong nabasang tweet couple of hours after. I'm not gonna name the person who tweeted it, but the tweet goes like, so from now onwards, things will be different. Bobby's gonna get married. Jenan's having a solo activity. Because right now, he does have, I think, an episode showing with Mino. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Jenan. And then June and Chanu might get an acting class and, you know, go to acting. So, Dave, I don't know what your take on that is.
Yeah.
And then it says there that Dongyuk and Yunyoung pursuing the things that they like. So, I'm assuming that this is dancing and cooking. So, sooner or later, they're gonna move. They're gonna move from their dorm. So, literally, like, go on separate lives. And we don't know if it's really gonna still be Icon as OT6.
Yeah.
Or at the same time, are they really gonna disband? Because we cannot also discount
contract.
The fact that seventh year contract is about to lapse.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be next year.
Yeah.
Like on September. So some of the fans are actually very happy about it. but some are actually also worried about it. What are your thoughts about this? Just to pin down the question, is this the beginning of the end?
Wow, I love
okay,
it.
Can I go first? Can I go,
go,
first?
Go, go.
Go, go, go.
I was going to say off the record, but we're recording right now. but to be honest, as a binik, the moment that Hanbin left, I really felt that, and the way that YG is acting, even at that point, I'm already emotionally prepared that it is the beginning of the end for Icon. Mm. Testament also to the fact of the way that I fangirl as of this point in time. Now, I had enough time. When did Hanbin leave? 2019?
2019,
right?
2019. Yeah.
So roughly, I guess also with this pandemic. So siguro, you know, and with Afghanistan. Ano mo yung parang, syempre, diba?
There's people that are dying, Kim, as the Kardashians say.
I know.
Exactly. But I mean, I think like emotionally, when Hanbin left, at the back of my mind, I'm sort of preparing for this eventuality. Mm. This is a testament to how Icon is as an idol group ever since before, plus how YG is in managing them. Sorry, ano ang itong question ni
Pao? Is this the beginning of the end? How are we taking this? Yeah, or how are you taking it?
So for me, I'm already worried ever since before that there is a significant chance that they won't renew. Mm. And given my own personal feelings against YG, I would be happy if they don't renew. So I guess this would be different kasi from another fan that really feels that Icon should be together and all of that. Ako, to be honest, for me, the best scenario is that they leave and they go to 131 label. That's my ultimate dream.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's my ultimate.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's the suntok sa buwan scenario.
I keep on telling you guys that I'm really hopeful that they will pull an epic high after all this shit. Mm.
Yeah, because like, really, epic high was so, from
diba, parang
YG
yung nangyari
well.
Kay Tablo. Yeah. He had to go out of epic high. He had to build his solo career and eventually get the two guys, Tukots and sino nga yung si Mitra.
Mitra.
And then reunite as epic high.
When you shared nga that tweet about them going their own ways, to be honest, for the past 2 years, I have already preconditioned my mind of them doing their single tracks. It's not as if we're at the Icon of 2018.
Yeah.
We're not at 11-11 anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Our launching point is not the Icon of 2016 to 2018. Alam mo yon.
Right.
This happened in the aftermath of 2018. Maybe we would have felt differently.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of sad din siguro. For me, ang impression ko talaga of the band is that even I, as an Iconic, I'm prepared for Icon to be really just a nostalgia idea.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, they had their peak. They became National Song of the Year and like Song of the Nation, whatever.
And they were monster rookies. They've been winning like left and right.
Yeah, exactly.
Their debut year.
I'm not sure if, yun nga, parang it's so hard as well to project my feelings because yun nga, we're running into the danger of possibly other people who might listen to this podcast would feel that we're invalidating also where they're coming from. Personally, this is more of a soft landing for me. The idea of them possibly disbanding and them possibly going their own separate ways. This is a soft landing for me because of what we've gone through as a fandom and individually as a fangirl.
Yeah.
Ang bigat ba nung tanong ko? Sorry.
Actually, it's a super good question.
I'm imagining this is really the second half of our podcast episode because this goes beyond Bobby.
Because
I mean, for me, this goes beyond
Bobby. Exactly, yeah. Because normally, when groups would undergo such incidents, one of the questions really of the fans is that, okay, is this gonna be a very big deal to the point that they're not gonna have activities? Are they going to disband after this? I think dun din ang gagaling yung worry ng fans eh, na parang, so ano na, pagkatapos nito. Yeah, we're happy about the news, but is this gonna be something that we should be worried about moving forward? Coming from a Bobic, one of the things that worries me is that there's no statement of YG. Normally there is.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
There is going to be like a support or a denial. But right now, as of 12:19 p.m., August 21, there's nothing.
PD Nim really kind of framed it super perfect. And if there's anything that I would add, so I completely agree. Anything that I would add, this event, more than anything that happened in the last year, has really been the one that now makes me think, okay, I'm ready na to wait for the Icon reunion tour. You know how like those exactly. legendary bands would now, you know, like, years
Ovation
after
productions.
Kind of
productions. Ovation yeah. productions.
Yeah. I was thinking Spice Girls reunion, pero sige, yun ding mga update. Or like the Alanis Morissette concert.
Oh, ano, masyadong 80s naman yung ano.
Yeah.
But Alanis is also Ovation, I think.
Yes, actually, yun. Yeah. But I mean, yeah, parang that was my biggest pain point going back to what happened to Hanbin. I think I was still holding on. I kind of want them to still be that love scenario group for at least a little more, a few more years. Because they had maybe the ammunition to do it, the whole scandal not happened. And we've seen other groups live that peak for much longer. So I was thinking, you know, Icon deserves... that much too. It was only like a couple of years, but other bands have it for so long, and I just felt that it was unfair to them.
Right.
I felt it was unfair to the fans as well, because diba, sayang yung experience. It could have been prolonged. But when Hanbin started releasing his albums and really came out as a solo artist na this year, and this news of Bobby, I think it fully forced me to shift my mind. We've had that moment with Icon as a group in the top at the peak of their careers. But it's really time to move on and to evolve. Not to say to leave them, but just you need to switch your relationship as a fan because it's not going to be that way. So but that's why I also was very uncomfortable with that Kingdom participation because it felt like we were trying to bring Icon back to their Who Is Next days, you know, trying to take them back to that peak. Pero they've been there. It's harder to kind of go back up there because there are other things. There are other things in life naman. That's not always the benchmark. And yun nga, as PD Nim said, I mean, we live in bubbles now, but it's, you know, you can't not notice that the pandemic's here, the things are happening in Afghanistan, other parts of the world, in Myanmar. It opens your eyes then that there are more things in life to becoming the top idol group. Maybe it's not what everyone needs. Of course, to some people, it can still be the end all be all, and that's fine. But when it's not happening, if it's not going to happen for Icon, like, I'm not going to feel bad about it. And I think going back to yun, Icon are overachievers. So it's almost like they're like those genius kid athletes who win Wimbledon at 16. Sorry, tennis reference. But like, I don't know, who win the world championship or whatever top, or who graduate in Harvard at like 12 or something. I mean, what happens after, right? That's always kind of, that's the stuff movies are made of, is what do you do after you've reached the top? And I feel like for Icon, it's kind of, we can kind of take it as that, na they really peaked. Maybe they peaked early, they could have peaked longer. But the point is they peaked, and that maybe that's enough. Yeah, and then let's see where it goes from now. It's not the end though, diba? To kind of go down from that. So medyo cathartic din what happened for me anyway. Okay, let go ko na yung time when I could just, there's so much news happening to them and you could fly to whatever country and see them in concert and it's the same 11-11 feeling. I hear reunion concerts are super fun and less pressure, so I'm waiting for those. I had a boss who went to a New Kids on the Block cruise. So, I mean, New Kids on the Block was group.
But Icon cruise!
New Kids on the Block in their 40s. And they have this thing where they rent like a cruise and it's their fans who are in them with them. As in like you'd see them walking the halls now in your cabins. Ganong level. So, diba? Parang I'm excited for the reunion tour.
I'm not sure like how the temperature is, but it's been a long time dream that, you know, Icon will get out of YG and really sign with 131. We have been there. I mean, the three of us have been fans, Team B days. And we do know how much the impact of having Hanbin in the scene and not having Hanbin in the team. I'm verbalizing it because I also want to say it at least point blank na, ako as a fan, gusto ko makita yon. Gusto ko makita na mag-reunion sila, na magkakasama sila. I mean, it may be a reunion not a very permanent one, but at least, you know, a show. So, nearing the fact na meron end of contract by 2022, that's a possibility, I guess. I really don't know what the plan is. We haven't heard from YG at all at this point. Very puzzling din yun as a Bobic. There's this marriage / baby scandal, and then the news portals all of a sudden are not interested. They're not even saying that YG does not have a say yet. Because normally they would say, they would wait for the agency to say something. But right now, at this moment, I don't even see anything.
It's really just that IG post. I mean, yun lang, no?
Exactly. Yeah. But like,
no follow-up articles. Or...
Yeah. But for me, my takeaway for this, the fact that you called it, Pao, a baby and marriage scandal, right? Using the word scandal, right? Like, that is something that the media have been using on idols when they do quote-unquote, non-idol things. But the fact that so far, after 24 hours, that doesn't seem to be the angle that the media are taking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a good thing. Of course, the other side of it is, maybe he's just, unfortunately, not relevant enough in Korea for the media to take notice, right? Maybe there are bigger things happening in Korea or they're not covering up something this time around. They have other headlines to write. But that's always a conspiracy theory. So it could be any of those things.
So this is not gonna pay. I'm looking outside of the box, huh? Maybe this news is not gonna pay so well. That's the reason why, you know, there's no probe that's going on. It's a good thing and it's a bad thing.
Yeah, but for me, I think
it has its pros and cons.
Let's take it as a good thing. And even the YG thing, right? That they didn't release a statement. I can see how it feels like, oh my God, you're not supporting your talent, right? And we've been, I mean, the fandom has been blaming YG this entire year for the lack of support, lack of things, which honestly rings true a lot of times. But on the other side of it, imagine if YG had put in all of their budget, all of their manpower into supporting Icon in the way that, for example, they supported Blackpink. And then to have this come out na, okay, one of the members is gonna get married, has a baby, therefore uncertain yung future of the band.
Yeah.
Imagine how much more in hot water Icon would be within the label.
Yeah.
Like, just think about this from a business standpoint, right? The investment they put in,
business.
You know, uncertain na if you're gonna get back. And then, so, of course, we won't know what happens inside YG, right? But it's a possibility na there's an understanding of, okay, we're not gonna treat you like the traditional idols anymore because one, you've gone through this big scandal and you have one member less, which is Hanbin, and that already puts a quote-unquote stain on you from a traditional standpoint. And then two, you guys want to do your own thing. You don't want to feel controlled. So yeah, we'll let you go. Do your thing, but we're still your labels. We'll still fund your stuff. And let's keep it at that. Potentially, there's also a desire, because Icon's always been kind of rebellious. They were never going to be controlled. So why would you want YG to control them? Oh my God, for the record, I'm not siding with YG. I'm not pro YG. They've had a lot of stuff as well. I'm just saying, we'll never know what's happening on the inside. But this is the situation we're in. They're not getting the usual support that YG gives traditional idols.
Right.
But maybe that's not a bad thing. That's fine.
Yeah.
So we have to also shift our mindset in vilifying YG. Because honestly, that was one of the things that really made me want to leave Stan Twitter then. Parang grabe yung pag-vilify ng everyone. Na, oh my God, Icon lagi yung victim. Guys, maybe they're fine. And they're living their lives. And we just don't know it.
This is something good for all of us. Looking at how the domino effect is from the time that we had the Hanbin issue up to this point, we have been ranting about YG not having the full support to every activity that Icon has. And right now, we are facing an issue. The last thing that you want is for this to last until, what, years? That she would be remembered as the member who got someone pregnant and who's gonna get married at a certain age at the peak of his career as an Icon member and as a solo artist. So parang for me, if that is the price that comes with IYG doesn't really have any say about it, I'm totally good with it. I really think that at this point, we have already proven as fans na maybe the business relationship of Icon and YG are not gonna work out. So eventually, we can predict na, oh, so if 2022 happens and the members will not renew,
yeah.
Ang question na lang naman dun is, are they gonna move forward as a group? Or are they gonna move forward as solo artists?
Yeah. I like what you said, Pao. Now think about it. The Hanbin debacle. If Love Scenario never happened and Icon did not reach that peak level of success, do you think Dispatch would have dug up that supposed case about Hanbin? No, because Dispatch wouldn't have found him relevant enough to dig up dirt on him. So in a way, the fact that Icon wasn't super popular this year and wasn't getting all of the attention from all of the activities this year saved Bobby from being looked into by the media unfairly. Kasi nga, he was able to sort of live under the radar. If they were super popular this year, diba? The media follow you around. Imagine. We've seen this with Jennie and supposedly GD, diba? Right. But because there was no buzz that the media needed to sort of fill, then he could live under the radar and announce the pregnancy and the marriage in his own way, in his own time, in the way that he wanted to share it with everyone.
Right.
So, like, in a way, it kind of worked out, I guess. There are good things to glean from it eventually.
We just have to make sure that we're gonna stick around to see the next events. Yeah.
I would totally just laugh if 24 hours from recording this, may mga protests in front of YG building. I hope it doesn't happen.
At some point in the future, we're gonna look back at this incident na parang, we kind of reacted this way, but in turn, everything's gonna be fine. This is not the first idol member that underwent all these crazy. Yeah.
The term scandal is used very loosely in K-pop. The same way comeback is used very loosely.
Everything is a scandal.
I mean, right? Like, yeah, we need to, our Western brains need to retool what the Korean media says is a scandal. But yeah, I'm thankful they're not calling it a scandal so far. Because it's not.
Yeah. If you're gonna use the term scandal like in early 2000s and then late 2000s, oh my goodness, like it's a bad thing, diba? It has a bad connotation. But at this point in time, when you say scandal, it's what? It's news.
Yeah.
It's a big news that nobody's expecting. I'm a bias of other groups. And I've heard about and I've read about other scandals that are really bad. That really lasted up until this day. At a certain degree, we're fine. Bobbics, we're fine. And I'm so proud also of my contemporaries. Kasi while we're recording this podcast, I don't see any hate at all. Mm. And I'm so proud of Iconics. We don't need another drama in our lives. I think Iconics, particularly Bobbics, are taking it very well. One event in your fangirling life that will really define how you will react in your future experiences as a fangirl. Yeah. Maganda yung reaction ng mga fans. I think what really helped there is how Bobby delivered the message. Like what PDN mentioned in the beginning of this podcast, it's the timing. Mm. And at the same time, it's how he worded every single thing that he wanted to say.
I was confused because the translation I saw, parang the term was, I had a baby last September.
I know!
So I was like, wait, he's had a baby all this time? Yeah. Expecting
pala. Can we clarify so on that?
Oh my gosh. But yeah.
Chinese translation na may again. So parang, so you had the baby before?
Wait. Are you saying there's like a mini you walking around Yeonhamdeok?
Also, I want to say, I think it would value if it comes from someone that's a Bobby bias. Mm. Whatever it is that you're feeling as a fangirl right now, if you're angry or you're sad, it's okay. That's really part of being a fangirl.
Yeah.
That's why sobrang comforting din for me that for those who are actually experiencing this for the first time, this will hone you to your future reactions as a fangirl. Kudos to everyone for reacting the way that you did. Because you just shaped the culture of the first time fans who are, you know, experiencing such. So kudos everyone.
Actually, to that point, do you guys think this, meaning the news, how it was broken out, like how the fans reacted, do you think it'll have an effect or an influence on other fandoms and for future news? Because I do recall seeing na Chen was also trending yesterday, and I imagine it's because it's related to this. So parang, yeah. Do you guys think it now makes it a little more teeny more acceptable for idols to be dating and potentially even be getting married and having kids? Do you see that rubbing off on other fandoms?
Obviously, you get these proclamations then. Let's normalize nga na for idols being comfortable revealing that they're in relationships and all of that. So, so of course, again, for most of the fans reacted to this news. This is really a step forward to the reaction. Right. But at the same time, with all the stuff that we said, there is still a part of me that thinks that this is a very unique situation.
Right.
Like, I'm not sure, again, if I'm being biased. You get this only reaction in Icon, in iconic fandom. Yes. Alam mo yun?
Exactly.
I get that impression.
Feeling ko din nasa bubble tayo. Yeah. Feeling ko parang we're still in a bubble. We're not hearing from other fandoms just yet.
Yeah.
That's too, actually. Yeah, I'm surprised.
Yes. Yeah. This is a step in the right direction as far as we are concerned. But as regards your question, for example, if it will rub off other fandoms, like, I'm not sure yet. I really think that it's also a function talaga of how the boy band is ever since before. Experiences that idols have. So what we're experiencing right now, for me to be honest, this is a special case. May pagka-externality yung sa atin.
Yeah.
Oh, eh.
My hope though, this will also rub off nga talaga from other fandoms. But to be honest, like as we also mentioned, our fandom is really small. So wala tayong masyadong influencer capability.
Yeah, irrelevant.
So parang if this happens to another boy band like that's more popular, I won't say the band.
I love that.
I won't say. Pero, we will not this, even dare like, to compare.
Yeah,
like,
oh my gosh.
This would be a whole new level of issue. What we're experiencing right now is really a special case. I'm grateful for it. This doesn't happen normally.
Yeah, historically.
Being in K-pop for like more than a decade, this is not a normal reaction.
We are an outlier.
Yes.
I'm not sure if I'm just naive in thinking that this just might be among the three of us. Na baka we're also removed from, you know, the general iconic sentiment.
Yes.
Or parang is it the feed that we're following? Because
exactly.
Limited by us.
Exactly. No, yun nga, may echo chamber. But I you know, like with other things like politics and stuff, baka by echo chamber lang tayo and we're just being naive about all of this.
Yeah.
But I really do feel that as of now, this is a very unique situation. Mm. So I'm not sure in terms of the level of impact, to be honest. But at least for me, this is a good thing.
Yeah, kasi my feed, parang naging mga tita and tito yung iconic slot. Oh, we're gonna have a baby! So cute!
They're not as angry as I think they will be, but they're hurt.
May
sakit. But I think they were able to process it.
Yeah.
They're not gonna linger.
They channeled into like super funny tweets na para oh masakit pero tawa na lang tayo. Funny joke.
As what we've all been saying so far, this is a function of us as an individual fangirl from yung collective experiences natin. The situation of how the band really is. And you know, also the situation of the band. So ang daming factors.
I know.
So yun nga parang
so cool.
Does all of this have to converge into this?
Into this unique, unreplicable moment. Yeah.
Or is it something that we could comfortably say that this is the new normal when it comes to declarations of, you know, I'm getting married and I'm gonna have a baby? We cannot say as of now.
Yeah,
but
it's too soon to
very
tell.
Interesting.
Come
yeah,
back
but
in the next episode.
Super interesting, right?
Super.
If I'm gonna wrap up everything and I'm gonna compare and contrast from the experiences that we had with other groups, we're totally gonna be okay. I think the next big thing that we have to watch out for, so is there gonna be a re-sign of contracts on 2022?
Yeah.
I think that's the next big thing. For me, hindi na question yung, okay, are they gonna have a comeback? I don't think that fans are actually really concerned na parang, oh, is there gonna be a comeback after this? I think what's a good thing also is we have nothing to lose, really.
Yeah.
It's not like something similar to other groups na if there's a scandal, oh, it's gonna be the end of the career. Not only of the member, but also the group. So, we are at the point that we're enjoying Icon as raw as it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good thing.
When you say that we have nothing to lose, for me, may sort of sadness din. Kasi nga,
well, yeah.
Mentally, na-condition na ako at that setup.
Yeah.
You know, whatever happens afterward, I'll be happy nonetheless. Our takeoff point is this.
Yeah.
Is this, yeah.
Before Friday, what is our takeoff point? Yeah. You know, before Friday happened. To be honest, you're grateful for any new development. Parang yun na yung nangyayari. This is with a hit of also sadness to it. Pero I guess we're more equipped to handle this, I think.
Exactly.
From what's happened so far before Friday, you take what you can get. Meron na talaga tayo.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, PD Nim, when you said there's a hit of sadness, the surface ulit yung thought ko kanina na, have we been quoting an Icon song this entire time? I.E. Love Scenario. I'm super bad with translations, but doesn't it go like, we've had our time, we've had something, and then it's letting go. I really need to Google because I'm super like, I feel like it's super sakto.
I think you should Google so that our discussion would be more profound.
We're living an Icon song.
I know!
Oh my, we were in love, we met and became a memory that can't be erased. It was a commendable melodrama, a pretty good ending. That's all I need. I loved you. The love scenario that we made. Now the lights are off. When you flip the last page, the curtains will quietly fall. I'm not really okay. Today was our yesterday, and now there's no tomorrow. Okay, now he gets really sad. But I think the first part's kind of matched. Oh, I loved you and I was loved, so that's good enough for me. Sometimes I'll think of the memories. If you're in it, that's good enough for me. Oh my God.
I think that's so
poignant.
That is so on point. Thank you so much, Kim Hanbin. I also think we just got it early. It's really bound to happen.
Like what you mentioned, Dean, the usual boy band life cycle. Sana we had that peak longer, just like other boy bands.
Yeah. Right.
So for me, it's more of that. I guess nga, if you're coming from a traditional life cycle standpoint, ang daming premature as an iconic fan. Lalo na if you have benchmarks to go on with.
Yes.
Siguro for those na kung bago ka lang fan and your first bias na boy band is Icon, siguro this would be different. Pero yun nga, coming from us, na parang yung life cycle for us, all of this are very premature if you compare it to other boy bands.
Yeah. Advanced kasi sila. Super extra. Si Hanbin kasi.
Masyado
binibo.
Kasi nilang nakuha ng maaga.
Masyado lahat. Steps forward ang Icon. Ano ba yan?
We did so much unboxing about this topic. And to be honest, it will not end. But one of the things that I want to ask is that, so what are we expecting? What is our fearless forecast?
My super optimistic scenario is really them not signing again with YG next year.
Yeah.
And at some point, building their own career and maybe, hopefully, going to 131 label or at least a reunion project. I just want to see all seven together. It's more of that. For me, ang forecast ko is that, so they have their variety show right now. Feeling ko is that YG is gonna test their potential individually. They would have their own solo careers. In terms of Icon as a group, I don't think there would be a scenario wherein there will be group activities without Bobby. So it's either Icon group activities with Bobby or disbanded. For me, yun yung naiisip ko na, na scenario. I can't imagine...
They can't afford to lose Bobby.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't imagine Icon being five. I think that's too much.
Yeah, right. Agree.
Oh my God, I'm choking up just imagining them continuing as five. For me, that's gonna be a whole new level of drama.
And struggle.
Yeah, and struggle for them and for us. I would be more accepting of either them pursuing a six as a group, maybe less activities as of now, more of like solo activities, either that or maybe at some point, not signing again with YG, in which case baka may disbanding na mangyayari. Maybe some of them would still be continuous individual artists under YG or not. Maybe some of them would recalibrate. Let's see.
My fearless forecast is super aligned with everything that PD Nim said again, but also that Icon would embrace this evolution. So, yeah, not cling na to the old version or image that maybe they had of the icon group and really kind of move forward. And I say that not just for the group, but even for the fans. It's a new chapter, evolution. Parang, yeah, let's just change. So yes, don't sign right. with YG. Don't continue a contract that's not in the service of your group now. Maybe the YG contract served them as a rookie group starting out complete, right. you know, willing to devote their entire time and lives at that time to being, you know, the K-pop idol group. They've done that. They've done considerable success with that. So let's move forward and sign with a label that will allow them to pursue their individual interests without too much pressure of, you know, hitting the traditional benchmarks of you need to sell this much albums, right. you need to do this much tours in a year. Super work-life balance. So, and if that's 131 label, perfect. So therefore, my forecast extends to the fandom nga na parang, hopefully moving forward, we're not lamenting na oh my God, they can't hit Billboard number one or di sila manalo sa music shows. Let's set different benchmarks for them entirely. Or let's just follow the benchmarks that the group wants. But if they just want to be able to pursue their individual pursuits, or and if they want to do reunion tours on the side or want to do random YouTube lives or streams, then let's support those. But let's not benchmark them against traditional boy band standards. So that's my dream. Yeah, and that they're all parang friends pa rin and comfortable enough to maybe do a reunion tour, all seven, you know, singing the greatest hits for their fans who stayed.
Well, greatest hits.
Oh my gosh. So there, what about you, Pao?
Ako, ano, because of the reaction of the fans and how Bobby delivered the message, I think the future of Icon will solely depend on YG now. Kasi unlike other groups, it would depend on how the fans will take it, less on the members, because the members, literally, they might have a reaction on their own that we will not see or we will not hear about. The agencies would often base sales on how the fans will react. But in this case, I think the fans reacted really great. Wala ako masabi. Whatever is gonna happen to this point up to the time of the renewal is basically the ball is in YG. But for now, this is a great way to, lack of a better term, ipitin si YG. Ang ganda ng reaction ng fans. Wala ako masasabi. They're a little bit sad, I have to say. Pero at the end of the day, they cannot hate Bob
for
what he
did. They didn't leave the fandom.
So, ano nang gagawin ngayon ng YG? That's one big question mark that's left to be answered. Another is that if YG chooses to offer Icon a renewal, well, dalawa na lang naman yan eh. It's either they really call it quits and go on separate lives. Well, tatlo pala. So, they're gonna call it quits, go on separate lives, they're gonna renew, be under YG for another, what, 3-5 years? Or, they're gonna call it quits, but sign on a different label as individuals or maybe as a team moving forward. Hint, hint, 131 label. What is deafening about the situation is that there's no reaction from the agency. It's both a good thing and a bad thing. And we just have to sit back, relax, and see what's gonna happen next. Whatever is gonna happen, really, we're gonna be fine. We have been through all hell and shit. We're gonna be okay.
I'm okay.
So there, if your reaction is so much different from ours, whatever it is, it's very much valid. I think PDNim and Dane will agree with me on that. We're all in a different fangirling season. Everything's gonna get better. Nandito tayo lahat to have fun and to enjoy what our idols are achieving.
It's so amazing that this is the topic that will bring us out of hiatus and make us record a new episode. Like, in a million years, would you have thought?
Exactly. We have, like, our mini discussions. Like, guys, I guess, I think it's time to, like, record again, blah, blah. Let's try to, like, fix everything.
Daming nangyayari sa Icon. Yeah, we need to talk about it.
Oh, my God. I think we should talk about this na. And then, guys,
but Bobby
set
said,
this up in, like, yeah, now.
Bobby said, hold my beer now, or girl. My baby.
Yeah,
hold my beer.
You want something podcast worthy? Hold my beer and baby.
This is it. hindi kami informed. Na-inform lang kami kagabi.
Yeah. So, yeah. Diba? Parang,
wala talaga. Hindi kami ready.
What's your schedule? So, let's do it.
Well, yeah. Conscious that there are a lot of things happening with Icon and with Hanbin. And we do owe it to you guys to sort of keep you posted. We also owe it to ourselves to kind of review. So hopefully those will be in the next episodes. I know we've been talking about Bobby and Hanbin a lot, but of course, so much has happened with the other guys as well. We'd love to hear what you guys want us to focus on and want us to sort of squee about. So let us know. Hit us up in our DMs, on Twitter, wherever you can find us.
Follow us on Twitter. So at IconPickFix, at IconFastFiction, and of course, PDNim at Fanatic. So, and we also want to thank those who kept listening to our podcast despite that we are in semi-hiatus for this year. Yes. Guys, we have like more than 3,000 plays already.
Ah, really?
Medyo kinilig ako, like, looking at it. And of course, now we have listeners from different countries. Of course, mostly from the Philippines and Indonesia. And then we have United States, Japan, Canada, Taiwan.
Wow, it's like an Icon world tour.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. And also, Pao, do you want to promote your clubhouse as well? As another, you know, outlet for fangirling.
Yes.
I'm actually quite preoccupied with Clubhouse. If you guys want to join us, we do have nightly discussions about anything under the sun under Seri Seri Club. So just download Clubhouse in Google Play and also at iOS. Look for me. I'm known in Clubhouse as Teacher Pao. May low-key club kami ni Dane sa Clubhouse. It's the Icon X Iconics Club. So, we're trying to build a community. We don't only want Filipino fans, but also we want international fans. We will be starting conversations. We'll also spin for you guys, right, Dane?
Yes.
Join us in Clubhouse because it will definitely connect us together. And this will also help us improve our content for our podcast. Siguro shameless plug na rin. Panoorin nyo naman yung project ng Icon tsaka ng SM.
Hindi siya shameless plug. Yung ginawa natin before this is the shameless plug. Now is a legitimate plug. Like, please watch Icon content. That's sponsored by SM Contents.
Sponsored. Hint, hint. Sponsored by SM. It's only what? The third quarter? I'm pretty sure that there's going to be an opening of a possible group comeback because they haven't had a group comeback for 2021. So, please support them. Please continuously support the boys and also even Hanbin with 131 Label and his endeavors. Yeah. Support. Yeah. Just so you know, naubos ko po yung isang bote ng ano, soju. Hindi ko alam dito sa dalawang kasama ko if they finished theirs, but I finished it. And sabi nga ng friend ko, Il Vino Veritas. So whatever it is that you heard about what I said, particularly me in this podcast, is real. Walang halong judgment, walang halong...
I thought you were gonna say it was the soju talking.
Yes!
Well,
I thought that was the punchline. Twist! Plot twist!
Be honest, hindi naman. Parang ano, I'm sane enough, I'm more coherent when I'm drunk. I'm more coherent when there's alcohol.
We would appreciate a soju sponsor if they're out
there. Oh yeah.
May hashtag real talk na ganap. Yes. This morning, that spilled over to the afternoon. So,
yeah.
Thank you for sticking with us.
Yeah. With us.
And with Icon.
And our crazy. And if you guys have any comments or if you share our feels or if you want to say your thoughts about what happened recently, just feel free to tag us in Twitter. And thank you so much for keeping up with us and for listening to Connie's podcast. We highly appreciate it. And then, are we confident enough to say that they're gonna expect more from us before the year ends?
We will try our best.
Let's try to be Icon. Let's dial it up.
Yeah.
Parang konting ano, konting hulog sa bangko.
Yeah.
So follow us in Twitter. We're also in Clubhouse. And also, of course, hit that follow button in Spotify and also in Apple Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you in our next episode.
Bye! Bye.